Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we sit down for part two of our discussion with Knoxville Parks and Recreation Director Brandon Nemers as he discusses what the Knoxville Parks and Recreation and the Rec Center are doing to prepare for potential reopening following the COVID-19 pandemic.
Now, I also mentioned there, obviously, the spring and summer sports has been changed for everybody, including the high school, including all the schools. Now, for you guys, it's also been different, too. You guys had to adjust, had to cancel a few things and kind of making plans for, the summer. And hopefully we'll be able to get to that area and be able to have the kids take part in those normal sports that they love and enjoy. But take us through what's kind of the plan when it comes to the summertime sports.
Yeah, so we originally were supposed to have spring soccer going on right now. We're supposed to be in about the middle of that. Well, obviously that's not happening, so we ended up canceling that instead of pushing that back way into summer. We'll have some decisions to make here on our summer blast ball, our swim team, our summer swim lessons. But right now we've been planning each month ahead. So when we closed down in March, we were planning some things for April, and we planned through those and hoping that they would happen. We're doing the same thing right now in May. We've got our swim lessons planned out for May. We have our lifeguard courses planned out for May, but we'll kind of take those kind of almost on a week by week basis of planning and seeing if those things can actually happen. So we haven't went too far out and canceled things too far in advance. We're trying to kind of operate as normal until it comes a time where we have to make that decision and let everybody know. So we're trying to move forward, trying to act like things are going to continue as normal. But right now, as you know, it's hard to kind of predict that.
Now, one more thing that kind of popped in my head recently, talking about all the stuff with the parks and cleaning and all that. I know recently the dog park was going to be under some construction or under some work, and there was going to be some things installed and stuff. Has that been going on? And if so, what are some of the things that you guys have been doing to make sure that when everybody's able to enjoy that park again, it'll be good to go?
Well, the dog park, I would say, is about 99% done. We still have a little bit of gravel work to do down there. The new fence is up. The shade structure is up. The doggy pots, we have a new doggy pot on the side. We've split up the large dogs and small dogs. We'll do the same thing there. We'll provide some cleaning sanitation down there. We hope that people will be smart and stay home if they've been sick, if we're fortunate to open back up. But yeah, as soon as we're able to get going, that'll be a nice addition to the community here. It'll be a true dog park. It's very well done. We're very proud of it. But yeah, there'll be some restrictions for a little while with that probably as well.
Brandon, I appreciate you speaking with us and look forward to when the public can kind of, not say get back to normal, but get out there, enjoy the rec center again, enjoy all the amenities Knoxville has, because right now I think everybody's just really wanting to get, back to that and have the fun that we're used to having this time of year.
Yeah, no, thanks for talking with me. We've got one other thing that's coming up here is the trail too, so we'll hopefully get going on that soon and be done by the fall and people can enjoy that as well. But yeah, we're eager to get back out there and see everybody enjoying the amenities, and we're doing our best in the meantime to be prepared for when that happens.
Thanks to Knoxville Parks and Recreation Director Brandon Nemers for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to kniacareless.com and click podcast.